Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is my final 5 minutes with Roger Stone, and he's going to be hosting the rest of the way. But, Roger, I just wanted to finish this up with you here because we got cut off by the break a couple segments ago. To me, when I see this text from Sean Hannity, it just screams D.C. elitism, New York elitism, political elitism. They don't want Trump connected to the people. They don't want the people with access to Trump's ear, Trump's soul, Trump's heart, which is what endeared him so much to his supporters and his voters. And, of course, Hannity was anti-Trump until he got into office. I mean, I just feel like so much of the problem with D.C. politics and U.S. politics exists right here. There's an elite class. They know what their stake is. They know what their hold is. They know their control, and they don't like it to be relinquished, even Sean Hannity.
Well, first of all, Sean Hannity is a friend of mine. On the other hand, this is a graphic example of why Tucker Carlson's ratings at Fox have zoomed ahead of Sean Hannity's. Sean is traditionally a neocon Republican. To his credit, and with great gratitude, I would tell you that he prayed for justice in my case, and therefore I'm not going to criticize him in an unduly harsh way. But I do think, as he's told me himself, he doesn't even go to the bathroom without his lawyer. And he recognizes that those who stand up to the New World Order, oh, I don't know, say Alex Jones, for example, or Owen Schroyer, or maybe even Roger Stone, you get targeted. You get targeted by a politicized Justice Department. They don't want to just defeat us politically. They don't want to defeat us in an election or in a public debate. They want to destroy us. They want to incarcerate us and destroy us. They can't win a debate. They can't win a free, fair exchange of ideas. So I find none of this shocking in the sense that Sean would seek to mollify the establishment. Also, by the way, in keeping with the new management style of Fox. I mean, Fox during the day, if you see their program, is every bit as debased and left-wing and misleading as CNN. If it weren't for Tucker Carlson, there'd be no reason to go to Fox whatsoever. Real conservatives are limited in their access in terms of being guests. So if you're not an establishment Republican, other than the programming of Tucker Carlson, where I believe he gets to choose his own guests, you're not appearing on Fox. What's particularly interesting, Owen, is as I look at Republican primary voter data in the primaries in May and June and the upcoming primaries in July and August, Fox is losing ground every single day. The number of patriots watching Fox drops by the week. Many of them are coming here to InfoWars. Others are going to Newsmax or OAN or frankspeech.com or other more diffuse locations. But Sean Hannity, as you remember, some of his most celebrated broadcasts were when he interviewed President George W. Bush. So he is not an America First conservative. He is a more traditional neocon conservative. Witness the way he has beat the drum for the war in Ukraine.
Roger Stone, ladies and gentlemen, always entertaining, informative, and, of course, a great friend of mine, Roger. You're going to be taking over here, hosting the rest of the way. I know you have very important topics and a litany, a range of topics as well, including the latest CNN hit piece of Alex Jones. I don't think it was a coincidence that they finally released it. They've been sitting on it for a while now. I don't think it's a coincidence this timing, but you'll be talking about that coming up. So, ladies and gentlemen, the next hour of the Alex Jones Show, it's Roger Stone and then Wayne Allen Root. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. And, folks, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com as usual. You know, sales are down when Alex is out. That gets him a little worried considering the attacks we're under. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself a tube of the Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste and all the other great supplements. Roger Stone takes over on the other side.
The Internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm so delighted to be back in the saddle here, substituting for my friend Alex Jones. And off the bat, I want to salute my colleague, Owen Schroyer. As many of you know, for almost 2 years, Owen Schroyer and I co-hosted The War Room, which shows from 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. I think I have that right. But it is must-watching for anyone who understands the info war in which we are engaged. And as for my good friend Owen Schroyer, we pray for justice in the outrageous prosecution of him, where I believe he's being prosecuted essentially for standing in the wrong place at the wrong time on January 6th. He is single-handedly pioneering the James A. Garfield look with that beard, and he has never been better than he was on the air today. Today is the 76th birthday of President Donald J. Trump. Without any question, Donald Trump in 2016 upsets the apple cart for the two-party duopoly that had been running for president. You see, the 2016 election was a settled matter. It was going to be Hillary Clinton versus former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and the globalist one world, one government policies of the two-party duopoly were going to move forward without any interruption. Along comes the most improbable political candidate in American political history. Not since 1940 has either major party actually nominated a businessman for president. And of course, the mainstream media builds Donald Trump up in the pre-nomination phase, particularly Fox News, I might add, on the false assumption that Trump would be the easiest Republican for Hillary Clinton to defeat. In truth, the exact opposite turns out to be true. In other words, based on my 40 years in American politics, I don't believe any of the other Republican candidates, be they Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Carly Fiorina, any of these candidates would have stood any chance against the vaunted Clinton machine. What is it that is Trump's great strength? By the way, we don't defend everything that he did. We don't agree with everything that he did. But on balance, he essentially puts America first, rebuilds our economy to give us the most robust economy in American history, the greatest rate of job creation in our history, the greatest rate of wage increases in our history. He appoints scores of conservatives to the judiciary at all federal levels. He restores respect and, more importantly, fear for America around the world regarding our adversaries. But he also, much as Nixon going to China, is the only president who is able to engage the North Koreans, who have on their way to nuclear weapons, in a dialogue. When Barack Obama left office, he told Donald Trump two things. One, your greatest single danger is the North Koreans. Advice echoed, by the way, by Bill Clinton to Joe Biden. The other thing he told him was, whatever you do, don't appoint General Michael Flynn to any office. Well, Donald Trump actually was able to open the door to the North Koreans because he believes that talking is always better than a nuclear war. Now, of course, under Joe Biden, the North Koreans have restarted their nuclear weapons development program. The question I get the most, of course, is Trump going to run again in 2024? The answer to your question is, based on my own conversations with him, I think he would like to. I think he is inclined to. I also think that he has not yet made a decision. There was a story in yesterday's UK Daily Mail, which said that the president plans a Florida-based announcement of his 2024 candidacy this summer, and that the purpose in doing so is to steal a march on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Checking out this story on my own, I think that is not necessarily inaccurate, but I do think it is premature. I do not see President Trump making a decision about the 2024 elections prior to the 2022 elections. After all, if you don't find out whether the 2022 elections are fair, free, transparent, and honest, why would you risk all in yet another election? Ron DeSantis is running for president, no matter what he tells you today. He has amassed $100 million in his state campaign fund. He has amassed another $90 million in a federal campaign fund. He has been a good governor of Florida. I will most definitely vote for his reelection as governor. I particularly like the way he has taken on the culture war, where he has fought those who would foist gender, race, or sexual lies upon our children. But in many cases, I wish that his rhetoric would match his record. So, for example, when Governor DeSantis says, when they send illegal immigrants here to Florida, I'm going to send them back to Delaware. Fabulous applause line. Great applause line. Unfortunately, he has yet to send anybody to Delaware or anyone. They're anywhere. There are over 248,000 illegals who have been resettled in the state of Florida. They come here by plane. They come here by bus. And none of them have been deported. Then there's the question of Nancy Pelosi's secret police force. Through an act of Congress, we know that the House and the Senate appropriated monies for a legislative-based branch of the Capitol Hill Police with a barracks somewhere between Orlando and Tampa, and that there are up to 500 Capitol Hill Police officers in the state of Florida investigating right-wing extremism. This is unheard of in American history. A police force that reports to Nancy Pelosi, not to the Justice Department, not to the FBI. So I would like to see Governor DeSantis do something about that and do it soon. We also have the election integrity issue. I believe that there are 1.6 million phantom voters on the rolls here in Florida. what we should do about that, well, we'll talk about that on the other side. We are going to bring you a message now from InfoWars.com's store because, as Owen said, as Alex said in the last segment, it is absolutely vital to keep InfoWars on the air as that beacon of freedom, as that shining city on the hill. And now with X2 Survival Shield back in stock, and the triple immune formulas available again, it's more important than ever that you go to the InfoWars.com store and support the vital work being done by Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and everyone here at InfoWars. This literally drives the left insane. The fact that we use the free enterprise system, the fact that InfoWars is self-sufficient and independent, that we depend on no one other than you, this drives the left nuts, and it is the way to keep InfoWars doors open and to keep the investigative journalism that you see here and no one else coming. So here is a message from the InfoWars.com store.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and I'm proud to be sitting in for Alex Jones. Several months ago, CNN began promoting a special on Alex Jones. They spent millions of dollars and many precious minutes on the air promoting the coming hatchet job. The title, Megaphone for Conspiracy. Finally, this aired at 8 o'clock Eastern Time this past Sunday night. In the 40 years that I've been involved in American politics, I have never seen a more audacious hatchet job. Let me tell you about the Alex Jones that I know. I didn't meet Alex Jones until the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination when he was in Dealey Plaza, and I was also there promoting my first book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. We met, and he invited me to be interviewed on InfoWars, which would come to pass. We subsequently became extraordinarily good friends. The reason I like Alex Jones is the reason I like Donald Trump, because he's genuine, because he's authentic, because he's real. It's not an act. It's not artifice. He doesn't have an on-air personality and an off-air personality. He is a true American patriot. Yes, the entire way InfoWars sets up to be completely self-sufficient is ingenious. It's entrepreneurial genius. You see, Alex Jones doesn't have to worry about pressure from his advertisers. He doesn't have to worry about being taken off the air or censored or shut down because he owns his own servers. Sure, there was a time when many people watched this program through Spotify or YouTube or Hulu and other places. But even when there was a massive conspiracy, which on one single day, Alex Jones and the Alex Jones Show and InfoWars were deplatformed across the board, because of the loyalty of the InfoWars audience, people quickly went to the URL, InfoWars.com, where this program can be seen every day. Not to mention the American Journal with Erickson Smith, and the War Room with Owen Schroyer. This is what drives the left crazy. But let's get into some of the specifics. No, Alex Jones never punched somebody in the arm so hard that they split their arm open and there was blood everywhere. That never happened. Alex Jones never said, "I'm only in this for the money. I have no interest in the truth." Alex Jones never said that, and that is not what he believes. Alex Jones, although you may disagree with his views on Sandy Hook, I do, for example, I believe he has a First Amendment right to say anything he wishes, regardless of how repugnant or offensive it may be to some people. Therefore, I believe the cases against him have been wrongly decided. Again, I'm not defending the substance of what he's accused of saying. I'm defending his right to say it. That's how the Constitution works. So it is an outrageous takedown, but what's most obvious about this new documentary is the way it must have been quickly re-edited. First of all, interviewing Alex Jones's ex-wife, she's certainly an unbiased witness, wouldn't you say? She has no axe to grind. By the way, red beans and rice didn't miss her. I thought that was a particularly vicious part of this hatchet job. But what they really hate more than anything else is the continued existence of InfoWars, the fact that we are even here, and the fact that we are self-sufficient. In these times of stress, and believe me, my wife and I have known extraordinary stress, because in the period after my pardon, we have been subjected to no less than 17 baseless, fraudulent, highly sensationalized lawsuits, which are designed to both drag my name in the mud yet again, I'm already clickbait, and run up massive legal bills. In this time of stress, it is particularly important that you keep your immune system working at peak efficiency. That's why the triple immunity package, now available only through InfoWars.com, is of particular value. First of all, you have Survival Shield X2 back in stock at 40% off. The Immune Support Trifecta Pack, 50% off. This includes Survival Shield X2, vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, and the immune support formula that includes vitamin C, D, and zinc. And then, of course, there's the ultimate immune support pack at 60% off. Again, Survival Shield X2, the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, the immune support formula, plus the whole food multivitamin. I cannot stress enough to you folks that not only do these products work, are they effective? We make no medical claims. They're just based on science. It is essential that you keep your immune system working at peak efficiency. So with Survival Shield X2 back in stock, with the World Health Organization estimating that 50 million people will suffer from some kind of mental impairment due to iodine deficiency, I strongly recommend these very products, which have a twofold effect. One, they will boost your immunity system for these stressful days ahead while America is challenged as never before, but also they will keep InfoWars on the air. When Alex Jones cries wolf and tells you we are under extraordinary legal and financial pressure, that's not hype, folks. That's not fake news. That's the truth. Alex Jones, just as they targeted me, just as they are targeting Owen Schroyer, is hated by the deep state, and they would like nothing more than for InfoWars to be forced to pull the plug. Don't let it happen. Please go to InfoWars.com now and give us your support. InfoWars was a vital beacon of freedom for me when I was fighting for my life. And Alex Jones was one of the few reliable, loyal friends in that battle. Along with Tucker Carlson and a handful of others, when so many who I knew and had helped in their careers, whose shows I had been on, whose children I had gotten into private schools, who I had helped to break major stories, when all of those people turned their back on me, Alex Jones was there. And now, folks, that he is under attack We need to be here for him. Please go to the InfoWars.com store now and give us your support. You, by the way, can go to the vitamin shop or you can go to Amazon. You can get other supplements that sound like the supplements that we offer at InfoWars.com, but they will cost you more and the quality will be less.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Dr. Roger Stone, and I'm delighted to be back in the host chair on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is taking some well-deserved rest. Let me return to the CNN hatchet job on Alex Jones that showed on Sunday night. Don't be surprised if you missed it. So did most of the people who had a television set on, because if there weren't airports, well, nobody would be watching CNN. The idea that they would put on Oliver Darcy, a man with no credibility whatsoever, to assault Alex Jones, a man who has pretty much turned out to be right about most, but not everything, that he has predicted from the time he began in radio and locally there in Austin. Well, that's a little hard to swallow. This was a hatchet job. I personally suspect checkbook journalism. In other words, those former InfoWars employees who came forward to disparage the work being done by Alex Jones and the hardworking people at InfoWars, I question whether they were paid for their appearances. I don't assert it. I simply question it, that CNN is not above paying for those to smear Jones. Well, that's indisputable. There he is now. There is the beady-eyed look of a criminal and a congenital liar. Take a look. So what is the real purpose of this documentary? That was revealed in the final two-thirds of the documentary. There is no question that, like me, Alex Jones was present in Washington, D.C. on January 5th and 6th. There is no question that Alex Jones exercised his First Amendment right of free expression to question the accuracy and the authenticity of the results of the 2020 election. There is no question that Alex Jones, unlike me, chose to go to the president's speech at the Ellipse, marched to the Capitol, and was at the Capitol. But no one has found a link where Alex Jones urged anyone, directly or indirectly, to violate the law. In fact, Alex Jones, like me, supported a 10-day delay in the certification of the Electoral College. By the way, we don't argue that Vice President Mike Pence had the authority to just reject the certification of the Electoral College vote for Joe Biden. We simply argue that he had the constitutional right to send the decision back to individual states, where quite clearly under the law, the authority lies with the state legislatures to determine whether the vote in their state was honest and legitimate, and to award electors on the basis of that decision. So the effort by some, or the actions by some, to breach the Capitol were completely and totally counterproductive to what we were trying to achieve. What we were trying to achieve is based in constitutional free speech and the constitutional right of under the Fourth Amendment for Americans to gather together and express peacefully and patriotically their point of view. In the Alex Jones documentary, the actual bite of Donald Trump is edited to take the words peacefully and patriotically out. So he urges people to march to the Capitol, but not peacefully and patriotically, because Oliver Darcy and his illegitimate friends edited that section out. If there is a subtitle for the Alex Jones special, it should be Why Alex Jones Should Be Indicted Regarding January 6th, Despite Any Evidence Whatsoever That He Did Anything Illegal. Look closely, folks. That's the face of a psychopath. It is very reminiscent of a long 5-page article that was done by the Washington Post, which once again proves that I wasn't at the Ellipse. I wasn't at, did not march to the Capitol. I was not at the Capitol. I did speak on January 5th to the same rally Alex Jones spoke to. It was a particularly effective speech by Jones. I think it was also a pretty effective speech that I gave. Unfortunately, you can't find it now since YouTube has, under their censorship policies, removed it from the internet. But when I said that my apocalyptic view of the choices facing America, a choice between good and evil, a choice between dark and light, a choice between the godly and the godless, and my belief that if we fail, America steps off into 1,000 years of darkness, CNN said that was fomenting violence. No, that's CNN engaging in religious bigotry. I do believe that this is not a struggle between Republicans and Democrats. It's not a struggle between two alternative governing philosophies. The once great Democratic Party of Harry Truman and John F. Kennedy has been captive by a small group of socialists, nay, communists, who are bent in destroying the U.S. Constitution. In the end, they will destroy the corporate Democrats like Nasty Piglosi and Chuck Schumer, those who thrive and gorge on corporate campaign contributions. No, the AOCs of the world, the Jamal Bowens, if you will, that's the future of the Democratic Party. A Democratic Party that doesn't include any working class folks, that doesn't include any regular middle class people. A party of elites and extremists. Normally, that would be a problem for a political party, but not if you don't expect to have to face any free, fair, honest elections. Which leads me to my belief that before the next election, we will have another pandemic. Another plandemic, perhaps I should say. Some believe it will be a monkeypox, although I think our problem today is more better described as donkey pox. But any excuse to give Joe Biden the ability to sign an executive order that mandates that there can be no in-person voting and that all voting must be done by mail-in ballot. Amazing that you have Attorney General Barr testifying for the January 6th committee saying that the claims of election fraud are, he admits in the next breath that he never actually investigated any of them. So how would he know? I think Donald Trump's analysis is exactly right. Once Bill Barr was threatened with impeachment by the U.S. House and a Democratic majority in the Senate, not wanting to go down as the first attorney general in history to be impeached, he began undermining the Trump administration. If President Trump had merely bothered to look at his Wikipedia entry and seen who he was and that he had run the drug trafficking operations through the CIA through MENA, Arkansas, while working for George Bush, perhaps he would never have appointed Bill Barr at all. And no, Bill Barr did not intercede with the prosecutors in my case to argue for a more lenient sentence. The Washington Post themselves have reported that the three top non-political career prosecutors at the Department of Justice testified under oath that was entirely false. We're going to go to a message here from Infowars.com and the store. That's because the left is wringing their hands right now about shutting down Infowars. They believe this attack on Alex Jones has us on the run. They don't understand that we are committed to this fight. But in order to keep Infowars out there as the beacon of freedom that it is, we really earnestly need your patronage. No, Alex Jones is not in it for the money. He's in it for the truth.
Now,
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Sitting in for Alex Jones. So let's wrap up the hatchet job that CNN aired on Alex Jones last night. Funny, it doesn't cover the part about Secret Service agents suddenly appearing and offering to escort Alex Jones to the Capitol. Had Jones not stopped for a bathroom break, he would have arrived at the Capitol at the precise time that I believe government provocateurs were breaking into the U.S. Capitol. funny. They also don't show Jones jumping up, I think, on a chair with a bullhorn, urging people to pull back, pointing out this is a peaceful demonstration. They truncated that. There is no connection, as the FBI was reported to have concluded by Reuters some months ago, that either Alex Jones or I were involved in any conspiracy to violate the law on January 6th or on any other date at any other location. This entire tactic is known as guilt by association. Do I know Donald Trump and do I speak to him occasionally? Yes. Do I know members of the Proud Boys? Yes. Did I come in contact with members of the Oath Keepers on January 5th? Yes. That proves absolutely, positively nothing. And so is the non-case against Alex Jones. So the special, which aired Sunday night, is an attempt to stampede the Justice Department into some kind of prosecution of Jones, who, like me, has done nothing wrong. The level of hatred and bloodlust among menopausal harpies on Twitter, screaming that I need to be held accountable. Accountable for what? Knowing people? Let me say it again. There is no text message, no encrypted message, no email, no phone call, no witness that can tie me in any way to the wrongheaded and illegal actions at the Capitol on January 6th or on any other date or time. Any assertion to the contrary is categorically false, and no one, including the January 6th committee, has been able to locate any evidence or proof to the contrary. I believe this is also the case when it comes to Alex Jones, who's been subjected to one of the most vicious attacks in American political or media history. But anyone who has any illusions about Alex Jones giving up or quitting or riding off into the sunset or ending his fight for America against the globalists does not understand Alex Jones. What you see is what you get. He is 100% patriot. Folks, I hate to complain and I hate to ask for help. It really pains me, but as I said earlier, my wife and I have been targeted in no less than 17 completely frivolous, groundless, unsubstantiated legal suits, civil suits against us. There is literally not a single month in which the total of my legal bills and the total of my wife's unpaid medical bills that were uninsured in her fight against stage 4 cancer do not exceed the amount of money that I made that month. So please go to stonefamilyfund.com, stonefamilyfund.com. I hate asking perhaps as much as you are tired of being asked. But I will not give up the fight for freedom. I will not plead to any phony civil suit financed by George Soros and his minions. And I will never stop fighting for freedom or appearing here on InfoWars. So please, could you find it in your heart to send a contribution to the Stone Family Fund, where Mrs. Stone and I are drowning in debt between our legal bills and her uninsured medical bills. God will bless you for it. Speaking of CNN, part of the overall scheme here is a special they ran Sunday night right after the hatchet job on Alex Jones on Watergate called Blueprint for Something or Other. We have a graphic here for it someplace. This is the second greatest act of fiction I've ever seen. This is supposedly the blueprint for scandal, one man's story of Watergate from the man that ended it. Now, let's be clear. John W. Dean is the man who conceived of, planned, pushed, and covered up the Watergate break-in and then lied to President Richard Nixon for 19 straight months about it. Everything in this hatchet job is fictional. We see Carl Bernstein lying about who Deep Throat really is. We see Tim Naftali, an extremely angry gay man, a Nixon hater, but who's billed as the founder and first director of the Nixon Presidential Library. Let me explain that to you. When the Nixon Library ceased to be privately funded through contributions, mostly because Nixon's many contemporaries had passed on and therefore went under the control of the federal archivist, they inserted a Nixon-hating leftist and one of the most vile human beings I've ever met, Tim Naftali, a total piece of human garbage, as the director of the library. He would then take the Nixon Library and refashion it to focus not on Nixon's historic breakthrough strategic arms limitations with the Soviets, not with his historic desegregation of the public schools, not over his skillful playing off of the Chinese against the Russians by recognizing China at the time it had more oxen than it had automobiles, unable to foresee the day when President George Bush would give them most favored nation trading status. Nothing about this narrative is true. John Dean lied to the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Senate Watergate Committee. He lied under oath to the Senate, the Watergate prosecutors. He was disbarred. He is the perp. He is the man who covered up Watergate, and he lied to President Richard Nixon for 9 long months about it. What's the significance to January 6th? Quite simply, who should pop up in the CNN special on Watergate but Michael Cohen? I checked. Michael Cohen was 9 years old during Watergate. Why did they interview him? Well, he had to equate the character flaws of Richard Nixon with the character flaws of Donald Trump. The allegation that just as Nixon lied about Watergate, he wasn't lying, he'd been misled by his counsel, John Dean, well, now Donald Trump is lying about January 6th. You see how it all fits together, folks. I want to remind you one more time, I wouldn't be able to be with you today without the support of InfoWars, and InfoWars can only stay afloat with your help. So the InfoWars Super Summer Sale has arrived. There are actually savings of up to 60%, not to mention double Patriot points. Right now, InfoWars is launching the biggest and best game-changing specials of 2022. You can find them at the InfoWarsStore.com. These particular deals will not last long. Many of these items have very limited inventory, and they'll be out of stock very quickly. So, Ultra 12, now 40% off, an extremely limited supply. Alpha Power, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra. This is my favorite product. I'm using it today to do this broadcast because I have to do my own show at frankspeech.com, the Stone Zone, today at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, 3 hours on the air. Well, only Alex Jones has the stamina to do that. Also, the vitamin D3 gummies, 50% off. A major immune booster with calcium. The ultimate fish oil, 50% off. Extremely limited supply. The ultimate krill oil, 50% off. Also a limited supply. Immune support, 60% off. Whole food multivitamins, 60%. All of Dr. Jones' natural products, including the charcoal toothpaste, Ask me why I have such a gleaming smile. It's because I use Dr. Jones charcoal toothpaste. It's a terrific product, the charcoal base.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.